my chief amusement. Often, again, he would give us picture books to look at, whilst he sat silent and motionless in his easy chair, puffing out such dense clouds of smoke that we were all, as it were, enveloped in mist. On such evenings, Mother was very sad, and directly it struck 9, she said, "Come, children, off to bed, come, the Sandman has come, I see." And I always did seem to hear something trembling upstairs with slow, heavy steps. That must be the Sandman. Once in particular, I was very much frightened at this dull trembling and knocking. As Mother was leading us out of the room, I asked her, "Oh, Mama, but who is this nasty Sandman who always sends us away from Papa? What does he look like?" "Ah, there is no Sandman, my dear child," Mother answered. "When I say the Sandman has come, I only mean that you are sleepy and can't keep your eyes open, as if somebody had put sand in them." This answer of Mother's did not satisfy me. Nay, in my childish mind, the thought clearly unfolded itself that Mother denied there was a Sandman